Hey, Sol, I have a few movie jokes for you.
Oh no. Okay, shoot.
What do you call security guards working outside Samsung shops? Guardians of the Galaxy. Hold on, just one more, one
Okay,
more.
one more, and then we're
One
done.
more.
And then I'm leaving the podcast.
How did Reese eat her ice cream?
Reese.
Reese.
Just say it.
With a spoon.
See ya. I'm leaving.
All right, roll the intro.
Don't know why I'm laughing really hard. Anyway, hello everyone.
Oh
Welcome
my god,
to
that smells, that's nasty.
Oh Jesus Christ, that actually does. Oh my god, how are we gonna do this
Oh my
podcast?
god. Well,
Oh my god, I actually throw up. Anyway, hello everyone. Welcome to Cinemaniacs with Lovett and Gibbs. Why my voice sounds a bit weird? Because I'm just hiding my shirt over my nose because Eric just burped right in at the start. Anyway, oh Jesus.
That's so gross.
Really gross.
Sorry.
That was
That's usually
disgusting.
I smell. That one really smells.
Yeah, normally. Oh my god, I can still smell it.
Yeah, no, like I don't know. I really dug deep for that one.
That was the most disgusting thing. All right, so what are we doing today?
Well, we're just gonna have a chat.
Yeah, we're just gonna have a chat about some little things and
yeah,
talk about a movie
it
that we
really
recently
is.
Saw.
Oh yeah,
That
that
came out like 3 weeks ago,
yeah.
but we can still talk about it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to talk about with that movie, to
yeah,
be honest.
like. People, like, everyone was really anticipating this kind of deep thought thing.
Yeah,
Like, because,
that's
like,
true.
there were so many theories on what everything means,
Yeah.
because everything kind of has a meaning almost.
Yeah, true.
Although, yeah, there's not mixed, but we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, but the movie's Us, which we will talk about later.
Yeah, and
So.
you know, we saw this in cinemas.
Yeah.
Do you like going to cinemas?
I love going to cinemas.
Yeah,
It's a special experience.
yeah, it's so expensive though.
It is. It is
Yeah.
very expensive.
Although with the various things like V Rewards now at
Yeah.
Village Cinemas, which is our local cinemas.
Yeah, I've got one right
Yeah,
here.
he has a V Rewards card. I have, which I want to get a
You
card.
have,
That's
yeah, the
awesome.
card's just,
I just
yeah, it
have
just
the phone.
looks cool. Yeah.
Let me feel that. Oh wow,
Yeah.
yeah, it's actually good quality.
Yeah, it is.
That's
It's like a proper, not like a crappy little paper
a
card.
bit nifty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's regular cinema. There's various types of cinema, and there's been a lot of developments in movie watching abilities. You
Yeah,
know,
no, totally.
I mean, the thing is, like, the comfort of my own home, sometimes I just want to stay at home
That's
watching a
fair,
movie,
yeah.
which is like my home theater collection.
Yours is pretty smexy, yeah.
Yours is great as well,
Yeah, but
seriously.
that's sort of my in my room, but you've
Yeah.
got like a whole room for just
It's my
movies.
birthday in like 3 days, and I've got this new shelf to hold all my
Yeah,
Blu-rays, and it's the
you
back
do.
room, and yeah. It
It's
used to be
awesome.
like an old granny flat, but my brother also plays Fortnite out there, and he's kind of he's pretty messy, so often I have to walk in there, clean out all the bowls and cups and the
Oh, yeah.
clothes on the floor, because I
Ew.
suppose he likes playing Fortnite nude or something.
I
I don't know, something like that.
don't know. I don't know what people do these days. Anyway, so yeah.
Fort nude.
Fortnude.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, the movies are awesome. I love
Yeah.
going, but
I
yeah.
like my home theater.
Yeah,
Yeah,
same.
I'm very happy. I love the ability. Like, all my family says, oh, Blu-ray's a waste of money. Oh, it's all gonna get scratched. It'll be obsolete. So, yeah, but I like holding it in my
Yeah,
hands.
and
I
that
like,
collection, having a
yeah, you can
collection.
see it. I mean, yeah,
Exactly.
digital's nice, but you've seen things like the Ultraviolet, they're shutting that program down. So, anyone without an
Flicks to Video, I think.
yeah, that's shutting down
That's shutting
now.
down as well, yeah.
And that means anyone's digital collection who was on that is
Yeah.
gone.
Which you get with Blu-rays
Yeah,
as well.
Apple, I seem to have like a lot of, like, I have family sharing so I can access my family's, but there's a lot of like problems a lot of time. It's so buggy to actually get going.
Yeah.
So honestly, like, Blu-ray's just the best.
No, they are. They definitely
Yeah.
are, yeah.
I mean, Blu-ray's superior. I mean, there's this 4K stuff, 4K Blu-rays, but I don't have 4K TV, so really what's the point?
Yeah.
Do you have 4K
No, no, no.
TV? No?
No.
Is that one in there? No?
No.
No.
I don't think so, no.
No?
I don't think it is.
Even then, you need a 4K player.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly, yeah.
We have a friend who has 4K TV. You've
We
seen
do,
something on
yeah.
it, right? Is it
I
good?
saw Deadpool 2 on it.
It's noticeable.
It is. It's noticeable. It's extremely good, yeah.
Good?
It's
Yeah.
awesome. So, yeah, what are some, key cinema experiences that you've
Well,
experienced? Like some that you
yeah.
just, that really you still remember and.
I mean, there's been a lot of, yeah, I think definitely the IMAX
Yeah.
I've been to IMAX quite a few times, and we've booked our tickets for Endgame now. We have a...
Yes, oh my God.
We have quite a group, like a 7-8 guys going down. Yeah,
because I don't know, most of you probably know, we've mentioned it in other podcasts, we saw Avengers Infinity War this time last year.
Yeah, in IMAX.
So we wanted to see Avengers Endgame this year, so...
And IMAX is like a massive screen. And,
oh, yeah, it's
and
insane.
And they film... And Infinity War was the first film to be fully shot in IMAX with IMAX cameras.
Yep.
And they also shot Endgame at the same time.
Yeah.
So now Endgame's the second, and I'm very excited. But we've done a few other movies. It's insane. You've seen it before.
It's insane, yeah.
It's so... You don't want to sit too close, though, because we went to 2001 A Space Odyssey in IMAX.
Yeah, that was so fun, though. I mean, it was incredible.
It was
incredible, yeah.
We were just a bit too close.
Yeah.
So, like, it was outside of our field of vision, and my eyes got pretty tired.
Yeah, fair enough. Because there was so much, yeah. Just so much happening.
Yeah.
But, no, that was an insane
IMAX
experience.
IMAX is just amazing.
It is. It is, but it's not cheap.
Oh, no, I mean...
But, I mean, no, it's a decent
really,
value.
It's probably worth it.
I reckon it probably is.
You make a day out of it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And it's better quality cinema all around. And plus, a regular movie ticket's, like, $18 anyway.
Well, yeah, at most 18.
Oh, that's with, like, adult tickets.
At least, like, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
Or 12 on Tuesdays, I think it is.
$12 Tuesdays.
$12 Tuesdays, which we did when we saw Shazam. We saw it on a Tuesday night, all so right. That was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, I suppose it is kind of worth it, especially because it's, what, $30 IMAX tickets?
$30, yeah.
Yeah, $30.
We're concessions, so I think it's, like, $36.
That's decent. I mean, like, I'm not going to complain about that, really.
Yeah, it's probably worth it. And you make a day out of it. It's not like you just go and do a movie and then you're bored for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's the whole thing.
On the other hand, I will say Gold Class is a little expensive.
Oh, yeah, that's that price.
Yeah.
I think I saw Beauty and the Beast, the reboot.
Have you seen any others, or just that the only one? It's pretty expensive.
That's all I've seen.
Yeah.
It's not particularly
good. I saw Logan, which was really good in Gold Class, Dunkirk, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Doctor Strange. They're the only ones I've seen.
Oh, only ones in Moneybag.
I'm just saying. Yeah. But no, Dunkirk...
I mean, you have to pay for the food. It's really not
worth it. Yeah, exactly. You have to pay for the food as well. And the food's like... $20 like a nachos little thing. It's tiny. Yeah, I don't know. But whatever.
Movie food is so expensive, though. Like,
Frozen Coke's like $7.
We have a Macca's near our cinema, so like I've got a system of smuggling hamburgers down in my undies.
Okay, yep.
So I shove it down there.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the wrapper, it doesn't change the taste. And then I just grab them out and everyone eats my undie hamburgers. Actually, no one eats it except me. Usually I can just walk in with a frozen Coke there. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah,
I could just walk in with it, but I find it a lot more fun sticking it down my pants.
Okay, Jesus. All right. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's whatever. It's pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's been a lot of developments in like different types of cinema. There's like a lot to make it a lot more immersive.
Yeah.
There's like this obviously first I think it started with surround sound really and this Dolby Atmos sort of thing where it's like very immersive. And, like, you know at the start of the movies how it does this all around?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like
it's
balls
like,
and stuff.
You can notice that it goes around.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's very immersive. But then they've taken it to a new level with, one, 4D. That's, and two, VR.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really interesting, actually.
What's your opinion on 4D?
4D, I saw Star Wars The Last Jedi in 4D.
Yeah.
In New York, which was pretty cool.
I saw some little... felt like it was at the Madame Two Swords.
Oh right, yeah,
thing
yeah.
And it's not a proper movie.
Yeah, it was. I mean, 4D. I don't know. I actually don't know how much it cost. I can't remember. I don't know if it was too overpriced. It probably
it's
was.
Probably
I don't know.
A bit more expensive.
But it actually was really cool. It was really awesome. It's like the whole chair moved and then like it pokes you in the back and there's like water that sprays at you.
Yeah, it's kind of like they had
it's
that.
Pretty cool.
They had that at Disneyland.
Yeah.
The Star Tours, right?
Yeah. You okay. I think I did that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But. I found it was kind of a gimmick.
It's
like
a gimmick, it is.
It feels very shoved in your face. I mean,
it is.
It can enhance your experience, but also it takes you out of the experience if they do it too much.
Yeah, fair
like
enough.
They really like they.
Well,
put,
it's not so much something that like puts me in the movie. It's just kind of a
it
thing
feels
that's
cool,
really
but,
fun and just cool. But
I think
like,
there's
yeah.
I think there's great promise and there's definite. What's the word? I don't know.
There's definitely talking about like there's definite like
there's definitely a use for it.
A use for it, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah,
there's definitely a use for it, but I feel like it's been overused in the experiences.
Yeah,
and if you just use it like nuanced and kind of subtly, just to be able to
We don't have 4D here, do we? No, no, no.
Oh, there are in, like, Melbourne, but not Melbourne, in Bendigo.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Not in Melbourne, not in Bendigo, yeah.
Yeah, but I find it's a bit of a gimmick.
It is kind of a gimmick, but I mean, it's fun.
I'm excited to see what happens with it, but it's, yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't exactly, change the experience for the better, but I don't think it really makes it that much worse. I found it fun when I did it,
I find it takes you out a bit.
Fair enough.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen a proper movie in it.
Yeah. You could imagine.
It needs to be just put in subtly.
Yeah, fair enough.
In which case, you should probably pay less for a ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe just make all cinemas 4-day cinemas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's VR.
VR, which is just like...
virtual reality, which is just incredible.
It is, yeah.
I mean, there's VR filmmaking going on now.
That's insane.
Like, they just have... it's pretty easy to... it's very accessible technology now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You can get VR videos on YouTube, like, not movies yet. There's no fetch films yet, I don't think. But you can get the VR movies.
Yeah, there's, like, little apps and stuff you can get as well.
Yeah, VR videos. And then you click it, and then you put it in a Google Cardboard, which I have one. I paid, like, $12 for it. You just assemble it. It's, like, folded. It's, like, flat pack furniture from IKEA or something.
Yeah.
You fold it up, and then it's just... you have VR.
It's really cool, yeah.
It's very interesting.
I reckon that's definitely a thing that will definitely... films will come into fruition with that in the future.
Yeah, and I mean, you can get the cameras. People are directing film, and they have special apparatuses to be able to, like, cranes and stuff, to be able to actually make sure it's not seen in the 360. It's really interesting.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. Mostly it's like they're doing VR ads now and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of... I mean, that's not that interesting.
Yeah, they're not using it yet. But you went to a VR place in, like, Melbourne, didn't you? Like a...
oh, yeah. That was video game, like, VR. So that was just like...
yeah, but I mean,
it's still pretty cool. Still, like, yeah, it was... I don't know what it's called, but it was like the VR place where you play online with, like... 'cause my whole family went and you play online with them. And it's like you shoot each other and stuff like that. It's really fun. But
that's cool.
Yeah. No, it was really fun. But... yeah, no, it's definitely kind of still in the video game bit. Like, it hasn't really expanded out there yet.
Yeah, but there's definitely...
development.
...stuff coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, what about the other cinema sort of experiences? Like, what do you...
well, I mean, I feel like there's something to say about late night showings.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, it just feels so, like... I don't know. It just feels so fun and, like... I don't know, anything past, like, maybe 6 o'clock or maybe 7 o'clock, it's just really cool.
There's such a, like, community.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. It's really... especially if you're seeing a fun, like, action movie. Like we've talked about it before, but The Meg.
That was so much fun. I mean, awful. But
yeah, bad movie, but it was... I don't care. It was a fun movie.
And that's
movie.
When a lot of adults go as well.
Yeah, exactly, like, true.
Because they have got off work and then they...
Yeah. Exactly, and they just want to have a fun time. And it was a Friday night, wasn't it? So it was so tons of people wanted to go.
It was a real good time.
It was, yeah.
I think it was a big cinema.
Like, it was one of the bigger ones. Yeah. Definitely one of the more bigger ones. Yeah.
Yeah, tall seats.
I sometimes hate that when they do that. For, like, a big movie, they make it a tiny cinema. When I saw Shazam, it was... oh, no, when I saw... I don't know. It, no, when I saw Us, it was a small... it was one of the small ones. Like,
that's
the tiny
a fairly small cinema. It was like... small movie, though.
Yeah, I get it. But, like, it was packed. Like, there was only, like, 5 seats available when I got there, and I had 2 other friends with me anyway, so...
yeah.
But I get it, because they kind of want horror movies to be in a smaller space.
Who watched it with again?
Who did I watch it with?
You're allowed to tell their names.
No, I can't remember. Will and... that was one other person. I can't remember.
Was it Nathan? No.
Who was the other person?
Saved Dolby.
Oh, Hamish.
Sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. No, it was good, but... I don't know, sometimes... but sometimes they just make bigger movies in smaller... cinemas for some reason, and it's sort of... it's really weird, but I don't know.
Late night showings
really
are the
matter.
Freaking best. I saw Us at a late night showing with my dad in Mildura.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it wasn't too rowdy, but Us isn't like a rowdy kind of fun movie.
It's really...
No, let's just review Us now.
Let's go. Okay, so Us is directed by Jordan Peele, who did Get Out in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Get Out was a pretty successful movie in the awards, and a lot of people really liked it, and it was talked about amongst film fans for a while. And Us is kind of his next movie, which is his next few... it's kind of a horror movie in the same vein as Get Out, but I think this movie is more of a full-fledged horror movie. Whereas Get Out was more satirical
it was
and more...
Get Out was kind of psychological.
Psychological,
like,
yeah.
Like, this... Us was kind of almost a slasher movie.
It was kind of a slasher. Yeah, no, it was.
It was really interesting. It was this really odd mix between this deep sort of thoughtful horror.
Yeah.
Where it was like this kind of psychological thing with the switcheroos and the duality of people. And there's so much to think about and overanalyze overanalyze again. But then there was also this like really fun kind of beat 'em up zombie aspect to it.
Yeah, kind of like a slasher kind of thing.
It was like a old kind of 80s grindhouse movie, or 70s grindhouse movie, and that was just awesome. It was such an odd mix.
It was. I really like the setup of this movie, with this family going to this sort of, you know, going on holiday or whatever, and meeting up with this family on the beach. I really like that setup, and then the home invasion aspect of the family outside was pretty creepy, and I really enjoyed that, and that was just really fun.
I wasn't particularly scared.
No, I wasn't scared, but I wasn't really expecting to, because Get Out didn't scare me at all.
It kind of had like this a shadow aspect to it, like this.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of a creepy.
I was like thinking to myself, this will be the movie to actually make me scared of shadows. I was thinking, some of this is a bit creepy, but
it's creepy, but it's not scary. No.
Yeah.
And the middle section is definitely the slasher section, I think, which is probably my favorite bit of the movie, the whole middle bit, which is like kind of this, it's sort of like them running away from this family or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. I really enjoyed that bit.
Yeah. Then there's the white family.
The white family. That was absolutely demolished. Pretty funny. Yeah.
That was pretty amusing.
Yeah. With the Beach Boys playing in the background. Yeah.
I'm getting the
vibration. Yeah. But where am I? I don't know. I think, so I'm just going to start with the positives and you can bounce off me as well. Lupita Nyong'o is pretty damn good in this movie. I mean, I think she's fantastic.
All the acting was great,
but I think she stood out the most as being the central character, and just her dual personality.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah, Red. She was great.
I can almost compare it quite a bit to Shyamalan. Like with the twist at the end, which we won't spoil, I guess.
Yeah, the twist definitely.
Pretty brilliant twist. I thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
I think it really works.
So the end, are you talking about, because there's kind of a couple.
The switcher.
Yeah, the switcher. I love that one. The one with the underground place was a little iffy to me.
What do you mean?
As in, like, I get this switch one. Yeah, that worked a lot for me. But kind of the underground world that they all live in was kind of, it didn't really make sense to me.
Yeah.
And it felt also over-explained, but at the same time, I didn't get it.
I was wondering what they meant with there are thousands of underground tunnels, because they had that text at the start of the movie.
Okay, we're going to get into spoilers, by the way,
we should have said this at the start.
We should have said this at the start, but no, we're going to get into spoilers, so if you haven't seen the movie and you want to, then probably don't listen to this and come back and,
I'd recommend watching it.
Pardon?
I'd recommend watching it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I definitely would. It's a thought-provoking movie, yeah. Like I said, the setup and the home invasion aspect was my favorite parts.
Yeah.
I think the final twist was great. I feel like it could have, I think it may have been explained too much.
I feel like
it didn't have to be explained into much detail as it was.
I feel like Jordan Peele had quite a few things he wanted to get across and different things going on in his head. And people are trying to, like, piece them together to make them all make sense in one cohesive kind of narrative.
Yeah.
But I think he has a few different things he wants to put across. Oh, I completely agree.
They're separate ideas.
Yeah, the Hands Across America, I really don't know how that fits with any of the...
I completely agree with you. That's a really good point.
I mean, it's still interesting. Like, I kind of like that unification thing. And it was...
Yeah.
The way they did it was interesting. But one thing he has different
ideas that don't like sort of mix together to this one culminating. Some of the negatives, I feel like it sort of starts off pretty scary and then it kind of loses it in the sort of second half of the movie, or sort of the three quarters through.
That's,
I feel like
it becomes
kind of like an action-y movie.
They sometimes put a bit too much quippy comedy in.
Yeah.
A little
fair
bit.
Fair enough, yeah.
Marvel has kind of done that.
Nailed it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they've made everyone...
Oh, but they do it, yeah.
Everyone trying to replicate the success of Marvel.
Yeah.
It's then getting... Like, it's becoming kind of in DC, which we've talked about, like, a while back. And also, this, and there's... I think it kind of works here.
Though.
It was a bit funny.
It was mainly Winston Duke's character who made the quips and stuff like that, as in the dad.
He was pretty good as well.
He was good. No, they were all good. They were all really good. But yeah, I just feel like that they kind of loses the horror. It doesn't feel like a full horror movie. It kind of just goes into an action movie and loses its way a little bit.
Yeah.
I love the concept of this movie. I think it's a killer concept. Like, it's extremely good. It reminds me of Glass a little bit, where it's a fantastic concept and fantastic ideas, but it's not executed as well as it could be. It's a little jumbled, in my opinion.
I think it was good. I really enjoyed it.
I think you liked it a little more than me. But I did like it, but I have issues.
Yeah. Do you want to analyse some of the things and what you think it means? Because, I mean, everyone super overanalyzed
Which I kind of love.
Super overanalyzed Get Out.
Yeah.
I remember. And honestly, Get Out's really good. I feel like Get Out was kind of overrated. It was nominated for Best Picture.
A tiny bit, but I still really like... I think I prefer Get Out to this movie.
I don't. Okay,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I think I like it more than you.
Yeah, no, you do.
I think there's more to analyse here.
Yeah, I think... Well, because you see at the start of the movie, I feel like if you really paid attention, you could sort of see stuff coming. One bit is when they're like... They're clicking in the car together.
The boy and the girl.
I feel like that might have been a little signal that they are the... I can't remember what they call them, but they are the...
Underlings.
The under... Is that what their name is?
No, I don't know.
That's like the underground people.
The underminer.
Yeah. God. But yeah, they're the underground people that sort of... They like can communicate with each other, like secretly without the others knowing. I don't know. But,
it's kind of odd. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Are they making a second... Probably not.
No. He wouldn't. He'll make his a new original one.
Original movies are great.
Yeah. But I honestly do think Jordan Peele is one of the most interesting filmmakers today. His films are always extremely interesting to watch and extremely, you know, analytical and, you know, really, it gets people talking.
The good thing is he really does know how to do comedy as well because he used to do the comedy show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, so it's kind of like a weird thing where it's like he's, it's kind of like a career change.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone to do horror movies and stuff like that, which is, like, so bizarre.
He was probably
bizarre.
A horror fan when
he probably was, yeah. Yeah, but it's pretty bizarre to go from that. But, there's a lot to get into here. There's a few stuff that I didn't fully understand, which if I probably watched, like, an explain video or whatever, it'll tell me
what
it meant.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
But, like, the 11-11 thing.
When was that?
The, it might have been Jeremiah 11:11 or something. It was like a biblical text.
Well, you just have to actually read it, but I mean...
Yeah, no, but I think there was little... Because it popped up a couple times in the movie. I'm trying to...
It was the guy when Lupita Nyong'o's kid was young.
Right, yeah.
And then he died... we've said spoilers.
No, yeah, spoilers.
Yeah, then he dies later.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's dead, but he still has a sign, so I think it's more like the returning... I'm not exactly sure what the Bible verse is.
It would probably be
something to do with the duality of people or...
Another thing, we see because we see at the start where she turns around, the little girl, Lupita Nyong'o's a little girl, turns around and sees her, and then it just cuts.
Yeah.
And cuts to the bunnies or whatever. The rabbits.
The bunnies is just like what they were feeding off, but...
Yeah, yeah. I don't fully understand the...
That was like, that was the opening shot, right? It was just like this really long kind of expanding shot of... rabbits.
Oh, that wasn't the opening shot, but it was after the opening sort of scene.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
setting
it was
up
the
her.
Title.
Yeah, like, sort of the title card bit.
Yeah.
But the bit where she... And then later on in the movie, before the twist happens, you see that the girl strangles her.
Yeah.
And that...
That's why her voice was kind of really like...
Yeah, and that's why... And I just thought they were all like that at the start. When she started talking, like, oh, okay, all these red people have that same voice.
Yeah, but no, none.
But then,
none
of the others do. When you realize, so that kind of, if you notice those things early on, they, it might, if you're smart enough to realize that, you might actually know the twist before
that
happens.
That would ruin it though, because it was a really good.
Yeah,
twist.
I was
like, whoa, that's smart. That's really smart. Yeah.
I like the ending twist of the they flipped.
Yeah.
But the underground world was kind of confusing to me. I didn't completely get it. It was kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It didn't really work for me.
Get it. Yeah, it was
just
like
kind of like them.
Tunnels.
It was kind of like a different, like, society underground.
Yeah, it was kind of odd.
And it was like, I don't know. It was like, and it was like, they were them on the roller coaster, but they were like, having like
a
seizure.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was funny, but...
It was kind of funny, but like, I don't think it was supposed to be.
Well, I think it makes sense to the narrative, because it's like, the... kind of shadow.
Yeah, true. Actually.
Yeah.
It's like a mirror.
That connects. It's not like the Hands Across America thing.
No, that's fair enough. The Hands Across America thing, I think, is more of a sort of a parallel to America today,
I think there was this whole... I mean, that was a real thing back whenever.
Right, 1980-something. Yeah.
Yeah, but there was... I think it's kind of, because everyone was expecting this kind of a black empowerment message, because Jordan Peele, like, Get Out had a bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Get Out had a little bit of that, yeah.
I think it might, Jordan Peele, Get Out had a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
And he, yeah, I think it might be a bit of that. Or just the unification of people.
Yeah.
He might have just seen that event and been like, oh, I should incorporate that, but it doesn't really work.
No. But what we're saying is we don't completely understand the movie, which is completely fine.
I like that type of stuff.
I just... With this movie, it frustrated me a little bit.
At least it's kind of a bit more comprehensible than Enemy, say, or...
Yeah, no, like I probably agree with that. But I just think there's a lot to dive into, but I feel like a lot of this movie is just kind of more foreshadowing than actual messages. Because there's so much foreshadowing. There's a bit where the Frisbee goes on the star, and it's a red Frisbee. And then
that means nothing.
I think it does. I think it means something about the star might mean something to do with America... And the red is those red people. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I think he may just be trying to... Like, he might have just been kind of almost pranking the audience.
Oh, putting little false seeds everywhere.
He noticed how much people obviously overanalyzed and tried to find meaning in everything and Get Out. I'd be really interested if, like, it means nothing, but, like, what everyone kind of interprets it as. It's like how art...
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of a...
Like, it's like how art, like, a bit of a cheat. Abstract art... just has everyone finds a meaning in it, but it could just mean nothing and they're just a bad artist, honestly. Like,
yeah, no,
oh yeah, Jackson Pollock, he's so good. No, oh, he must mean this, but no, he's just like he's just spraying paint all over the
But I still feel like that's kind of a little unfair if that's the case. I don't think that's the case. I don't think he would have done that.
I don't see any possible meaning in that.
I think there has to be a meaning in that Frisbee.
Yeah, but I'm gonna look up the meaning of that Frisbee.
I get it, but I don't think Jordan Peele would have just thrown that in there. Because they linger on that for a pretty long time. For longer than you'd expect. So I feel like there definitely has to be something to it. There's something to most things in this movie. But I think what a lot of this movie relies on, and this isn't necessarily an issue, but something that I sort of thought about, is that a lot of this movie's interesting points and stuff like that are kind of just foreshadows. That means something to the twist at the end.
Yeah.
But they're all just sort of
Yeah, it's
like
all kind of building
visual,
up to
They're all just like visual stuff, like the Frisbee and the 11-11.
Yeah.
And the...
I'm still not sure what that means.
No, me neither. But there's like different stuff like that, which I think was... And also the clicking in the car or whatever. They were kind of all stuff that I think were just trying to pay off the twist, but it...
It worked, I think.
It worked, but it was just kind of like... It's so hard to explain. It was just... It felt just kind of like it was... That's all that's there, the foreshadowing bits. That's all that sort of the film has. There's not enough substance to really understand the different... I might just be confusing myself.
No, that's fair.
I don't know. Whatever.
Just, I liked it.
I did, but I think it got a little jumbled and a little confused towards the end. I do think.
Yeah. You love jumbled and confused movies.
No, I like movies that just feel like that has a clear... But this movie had so many different
Enemy
points.
Does not have a clear message. I think it's spiders.
No, but it has a clear... But literally, it has only has spiders and women and the strip club stuff. And that's like, they're the bits and they actually mean one thing. But this movie has, Hands Across America, has the underground bit, has the duality, it has a lot going on. And I like to get into that stuff.
Yeah, kind of
has
that yin-yang thing with the...
Exactly, fair enough.
Yeah, with the kind of every good has a bad to it.
Yeah.
Really
absolutely. But I did like the movie, but I think it's got a little confused. But yeah.
I think it's probably my favourite movie so far this year.
Yeah, I'd probably say... I don't know if I prefer Glass.
Yeah, Glass is probably...
I mean, Glass is a
little... I really liked it,
Glass. I liked it a lot as well. It's such a weird... I think we're in the minority saying we like it, because a lot of people like that movie. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty great.
I think I'd probably say Glass or Shazam, honestly.
Oh, Shazam's pretty
good. Yeah, but I don't know. I probably wouldn't watch this movie I probably would watch this movie again just to see... If everything links up and to see the different... If I can notice different things that happen. Which I think is a really interesting thing about film. And I think that's why Jordan Peele's really interesting director.
Yeah.
And you've got to look out for his stuff. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And what other cinema stuff? Okay, that's our review basically.
Yeah, that's it.
And it was a discussion.
Was a discussion,
I really
liked
that review.
Yeah, it was good.
Movies. Other cinema stuff that we've done. I mean, something I haven't done but I want to do is go to... Have you seen those live orchestra ones?
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
I know.
Because it's so expensive, though. Return of the Jedi was doing one.
They're doing Return of the Jedi. Melbourne Symphony Orchestra is doing it. That's so cool. But it's like $70 for a ticket.
No, that's a lot.
It is a
lot. That's a lot. Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that at IMAX or just...
No. Okay. It's like at a town hall. But, I mean, it's cool because you see it played live.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It is. I asked Ty, who was on our Foreign Films podcast. He's a real muso. And he says that's about how much you usually pay to go see an orchestra.
Right, okay.
He goes and says orchestra.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose that kind of makes sense. But...
Yeah, but I mean, that looks incredible.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of advances.
Definitely.
I want to get that projector. You have a nice projector. I'm going to... Yeah, that's like my dream.
That one's pretty cool, yeah.
I'm just going to buy massive, like a really small condo or something and just like have a massive home theater room.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, yeah.
I watch these videos on YouTube with like this, like these billionaires or whatever who have these just full-on... cinema setups like with an IMAX. You can get a personal IMAX cinema.
Really?
$1 million you pay IMAX Corporation.
Oh my God.
And you'll get an IMAX.
Imagine cinema. If you had one of them. Yeah. You would be.
And then you have to pay quite a bit for each film.
Yeah, well, exactly. Because, yeah.
You can't, I mean, they wouldn't let you buy the film reels, so I don't think. I think you'd have to buy digital.
Yeah, digital. Yeah. That makes sense.
Hopefully I'd be able to play my Blu-rays because I have a bit of a collection.
Imagine you could just plug in your Blu-ray player.
Yeah, I've got these new shelves, but that like it makes my
They're great shelves.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I love them.
They're really good.
But it makes my collection look small.
Does it?
Yeah, it does. I thought it was going
to
like fill up.
Well, because your stacks made it look a lot bigger, to be honest.
Yeah.
Your stacks that you had, but yeah. No, I know. I know what you mean. You feel like you have a lot and then you put them on a
shelf.
You
have all these boxes. Box sets are cool. I want to get the Star Wars original trilogy. That's one I
need. Yeah, you do need to get that. On Blu-ray.
Do you have it?
I have it. No, I have these really old DVDs that I got when I was like 7 years old of the entire, all six films, including the prequels.
Yeah, but when you were seven, yeah, that when I was seven. Hadn't been out.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy the prequels, no.
No, fair enough. I don't blame you.
Yeah. I thought they have, like, the complete saga box set.
Yeah, they do, yeah. But it's so sad because they have all the George Lucas changes, the special edition changes. So, like,
you could probably find the original.
No, you can't. Well, they're not selling the original anymore. Really? Yeah, George Lucas won't, like, let... I feel like he should give us the option of buying the old one.
But... I want to buy the Star Wars Holiday Special on Blu-ray.
I don't think it's on Blu-ray.
No, I should buy, like, what I should do is I should buy the best movies on Blu-ray and the worst movies on, like, VHS. So I buy, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, I mean,
like,
it would have to be, like, pre-2000.
So it shows how inferior it was. Yeah, no, you can burn stuff to VHS, I think.
Can you?
I mean, I'm sure you can get blank VHSs somewhere. If
you you probably could, yeah.
I mean, you know how vinyls made a renaissance or whatever?
Say again?
Renaissance?
Wait, what about... Oh, the vinyls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean...
Do you think VHSs will come back?
Polaroids kind of have as well.
Yeah, they kind of have.
And Kodak's making a film camera.
Oh, wow, like, really?
An actual film.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
A couple grand, but, I mean, I love film. And our ICT teacher brought in some film for us.
That was awesome,
It's really cool, isn't it?
It's so cool.
35mm, you can actually see the image. Like, 8mm, you can't see much. But, I mean, Super 8's all you really
Did he bring in 8mm?
He bought both.
Oh, cool, yeah.
For 35 was the one you could see. Yeah. 70mm is what they do in IMAX. That's what the film that they show in IMAX, but that's rare.
Yeah.
They were doing a 1570 Inception the other day. They're doing, like, next weekend, the entire Dark Knight trilogy in IMAX on the film.
Oh, my God. Like, that would be amazing.
$100.
That would be insane. It's
a marathon.
I'm guessing you get breaks.
Yeah, I think you get an intermission in between each one.
I'm guessing a pretty long intermission, but...
I think it's, like... 20, 30 minutes.
Whoa, really? That's a tough sit.
Yeah, you'll just be getting drinks.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. yeah. Anyways, I think that's about it. Did you want to talk about anything else? Or? I've said all I need to say.
If anyone wants to give me free movie tickets, that's cool. it's kind of tough.
Good luck.
It's kind of tough to go to the cinemas.
Yeah, especially when you're...
I have my list of movies and it's... You can calculate it's going to cost $100 or $200 just this year to go to the cinemas.
Yeah, so, it's a lot of money.
You know what? My footy team, you know, at the end of games, they have prizes. That there's usually a free movie ticket, so I guess I just have to play good.
Yeah, just play good at your... okay, yeah.
That's impossible. I'm not going to.
Well, you can try.
Anything ever.
Anyways, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go see a movie, don't pirate movies.
Yes, go see a movie.
Pirating's bad, don't do it.
I mean, the movies are expensive, but just go, I don't know, go to the staff
cinema. Sneak in.
Yeah.
There's the emergency exits, but they're all like emergency entries.
I don't condone this. Okay, go to the staff cinema.
I've never done it, but I'm sure it works. Oh yeah, go to staff cinema. Cheaper prices.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
We didn't talk about that, but that's a great cinema experience.
That is a great cinema experience because they do fundraisers there and little dinners.
I've never
dinners.
Been to one of their fundraisers.
But me neither.
Like,
but
it's like
they do
cheap
them.
Tickets, comfy couches. It's just a homey vibe. You can get a cup of tea.
It's so nice.
Free posters.
Yeah, free posters. It's great. It's extremely good. So yeah, go there. Anyway, see you, peeps.
Bye.